Morning, everyone. It's an honor to be leading morning prayer for us this morning. So let's get started and begin with the call to worship in our liturgy. Sometimes we wonder how we have come through some difficult situations. God has been with us, lifting and comforting our spirits. We struggle and worry. God's loving presence sustains and strengthens us. Listen for God's call to you. Lord, we are listening and seeking your guidance. Amen. Lord of joy and mercy, be with us this day as we seek your voice and your guidance. Remove the obstacles that block our commitment and help us to truly be your disciples. For we ask this in Christ's name. Amen. Let's all say together our prayer of confession. Patient Lord, we know that you call us to service, but we often feel inadequate. We love to make excuses for not doing something, or doing something only half-heartedly. Remind us again of your loving and guiding presence. Forgive us when we stumble and falter. Turn us again to you, serving joyfully and confidently. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's now turn to our Bible reading for this morning. We will be picking up where we left off on Monday at Acts 20. And we will be reading verses 1 to 12. In our Pew Bibles, it should be about page 1116. It will be titled Through Macedonia and Greece. Acts chapter 20. When the uproar had ended, Paul sent for the disciples and, after encouraging them, said goodbye and set out for Macedonia. He travelled through that area, speaking many words of encouragement to the people, and finally arrived in Greece, where he stayed 3 months. Because some Jews had plotted against him just as he was about to sail for Syria, he decided to go back through Macedonia. He was accompanied by Sopater, son of Pyrrhus, from Berea, Aristarchus and Secundus from Thessalonica, Gaius from Derbe, Timothy also, and Tychicus and Trophimus from the province of Asia. These men went on ahead and waited for us at Troas. But we sailed from Philippi after the festival of unleavened bread, and 5 days later joined the others at Troas, where we stayed 7 days. On the first day of the week, we came together to break bread. Paul spoke to the people, and because he intended to leave the next day, kept on talking until midnight. There were many lamps in the upstairs room where we were meeting. Seated in a window was a young man named Eutychus, who was sinking into a deep sleep as Paul talked on and on. When he was sound asleep, he fell to the ground from the third story and was picked up dead. Paul went down, threw himself on the young man, and put his arms round him. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "He's alive." Then he went upstairs again and broke bread and ate. After talking until daylight, he left. the people took the young man home alive and were greatly comforted. Well, I will try not to talk so long that you fall asleep and injure yourselves falling off the pews. So, as we start, let's just acknowledge the figure of Paul as the kind of main character in this passage. Luke's telling of the story begins by recounting Paul's travels and how much he went all around to different places, converting people, encouraging the fledgling Christian communities of Greece and Asia Minor. So, despite any perennial controversies in the church around Pauline theology, we should give thanks for Paul's hard work and his ministry to the Gentiles, from which so much of the modern church descends. Let's give thanks. In the next part of our reading, we are told how Paul revives a young man who falls out of the window after falling asleep during his teaching. And this may give us to think about areas in our own spiritual lives where we are struggling with Christ's command to stay awake, where we may even be questioning where God is when we feel like we are trying so hard but still not getting anywhere. Let's bring those areas before God now and seek His new life for their restoration. At the end of our passage, we are told, the people took the young man home alive and were greatly comforted. This gives us great hope for the full restoration God always wills to bring where we are trying to do his will. It also speaks volumes about the love Paul had for his converts and the love they had for him that they would have sat up so late in a crowded, stuffy upper room just to teach and learn about the love of God. So, as we conclude, let us pray about the deep truth that it is our love for God and each other that is where that restoration will ultimately be found. In the words of assurance, beloved ones, you are the salty people, those who bring flavor to living. Your spirit of love and confidence gives hope to others. Remember that the Lord is always with you. Now let's all say the words of blessing together. Peace go with you. May the peace of the Lord bring joy. May the peace of the Lord bring love. May the peace of the Lord bring comfort. May the peace of the Lord bring hope. May the peace of the Lord bring rest. May the peace of the Lord bring life. May the peace of the Lord surround you. May the peace of the Lord go with you. Amen. Amen. Amen.